Hisa stopped in front of another door as she thumbed through the keys.
Are you sure about this?
We are. She nodded and then proceeded to unlock the second door.
These tunnels were once used to move goods from different areas of the city. And then they were solely used to transport the dead.
Emil's lip curled.
But they haven't been accessed in several decades. I have no idea what kind of shape they're in. It's unlikely that there have been any type of collapse. But hopefully, the route you seek is still open.
Castiel picked up a torch. Delano stepped forward, striking flint against the top. Sparks gave way to fire. He handed the torch to Kieran.
From what I remember, it's a pretty straight path with only a few turns. It should only take an hour to reach the mountains.
And then? He picked up another torch. Flames flared to life.
That, I don't know. We never went farther than the mountains.
The mountains are tall, but not particularly wide through this area. We're at the foothills here, so I imagine it would be a half day's journey. Farther north or south, it would probably take several days.
It was probably a good idea that we'd stuffed the bags strapped to Emil's back with as much food as possible. Each of us carried our own canteens. It wasn't a lot of water, but we would have to make it last.
How far have you traveled into the mountains?
To where the mist mingles with the clouds in scouting missions. I know we reached the mist faster here than in other areas.
Hisa glanced at the door.
If I had any idea what waited in that mist.
She trailed off with a shake of her head.
Please, be safe. All of you. The people want to get to know their queen and become reacquainted with their king.
And they will.
Hisa blew out a deep breath as she opened the door, and a void of darkness beckoned.
We will wait for your return.
I watched the commander join the guards toward the entrance of the crypts. Thank you all for doing this with us.
It's not like any of us would turn down an offer to see Elysium.
Only because none of us have any common sense.
That too.
I, for one, am glad that I'm surrounded by those who have more loyalty and thirst for adventure than common sense. And now for the rules.
Yawn.
Well, these rules will hopefully keep everyone alive. Castile and I talked some things over this morning.
Is that what you two were doing?
Yes. My cheeks flushed because that wasn't all we'd been doing. Anyway, if anyone sees a hint of mist, back away and let me go first.
I didn't exactly agree to this.
Yes, you did. The mist cleared for me in the Skotos Mountains. I would think it would do the same thing here. That way, none of you will walk into it and suffocate to death.
Yeah, I want to avoid that.